Yeah. I'm gonna make a few observations. Just my own. We're on an island of society, in an ocean of nature, where violence lives with poverty, hope is their neighbor. See, there's a disconnect, we think this planet owes us something. Actually believing to serve us is its only function. Our attitude towards it is too insane. Fools in pain, residing on a target in a shooting range. What happens when we lose these comfortable conveniences? And fools can no longer live off the substance of the geniuses. Fuck your vaginas and your penises. You both are hairless apes. Your frivolous differences are meaningless. You speak of danger and don't even know how safe you are. Acting like a mass extinction cares about what race you are. Society coddles and lies for what's best. Nature arrives wearing the disguise of your death. We hit the lotto in a universe uniquely hostile, while the attempted separation leaves the species hollow.
The subtle conflicts of the ages are problems we inherited from ancients, unforeseen. And when the battle causes anguish, it's all the society versus nature underneath. We love the comforts of community, but still treat the members amongst it brutally. They call for peace. There doesn't have to be this friction. Should we obtain balance, we'll reach the mythic vaunted peak.
Grotesque areas where rest becomes where enough is perilous. Nature isn't supposed to be fair or just. You got that confused with society, the lies of piety, old sobriety, the notion you're supposed to hire me. Tree of life in a forest of death, upon a leaf that employs the duress. On a planetoid orbiting death, what'd you expect from the killing game? The lioness showed up at the same time that your feelings came. Simple and plain, survival of the fittest ingrained, to be retained in the primitive's brain. Your weakness will get weeded, even if you think it's better off to be conceited. It's undefeated, more confirms than the internet. It'll kill a vet like a sniper hits a simple silhouette. So imagine what it does to the clueless, the unprepared and scared ones who are truly foolish.
The subtle conflicts of the ages are problems we inherited from ancients, unforeseen. And when the battle causes anguish, it's all the society versus nature underneath. We love the comforts of community, but still treat the members amongst it brutally. They call for peace. There doesn't have to be this friction. Should we obtain balance, we'll reach the mythic vaunted peak.
It's like it was. Allows you to sort of be transported back in time. That's the sort of thing I like my grandkids to be able to do. Be able to go to the same place I went. Be able to see virtually what I saw.
Nature in the interim, society in the interval. Maximum escapism, sobriety is the minimal. Intoxicated from the hubris, overcomplicate our simple world as we misuse it. Society's the nuisance, trying to sell a game of rules and pretend, where you can only own what you can defend. Essence is large, the fact is you are small. Nature plays the referee, you argue in the calls. Intelligence lives while ignorance is targeted, in a realm where you only have your will and wits to bargain with. Part of this is the cognitive dissonance we experience knowing we're born with death sentences. We're less interested in reconnecting, disrespecting, until it's about to kill us to teach a lesson. So lost in age, we dismiss it and forget that our place within is uniquely intrinsic.
The subtle conflicts of the ages are problems we inherited from ancients, unforeseen. And when the battle causes anguish, it's all the society versus nature underneath. We love the comforts of community, but still treat the members amongst it brutally. They call for peace. There doesn't have to be this friction. Should we obtain balance, we'll reach the mythic vaunted peak.